My name is Tom Jennings, and this is the 24th Framecast. And on today's episode, I will be taking a look at the 1997 Andrew Niccol film, Gattaca. Gattaca, if you haven't seen it, is a film about a young man called Vincent, who grows up in a world in which humanity is now divided in between valids, who are those who have had their DNA altered, so they are, in effect, genetically perfect, and the invalids, who have been born as nature intended. Vincent has dreams of becoming an astronaut at Gattaca, the space agency that he feels will let him fulfil his dream of going on a mission to Titan, the moon of Saturn. Yet Vincent has a heart defect and is blocked from joining Gattaca. He then enlists the help of a DNA broker who hooks him up with Jerome, played by Jude Law. Jerome has been crippled in an accident but has perfect DNA, and the pair begin a process in which Jerome provides Vincent with the DNA so he can trick his way into Gattaca. Whilst he's working at Gattaca, a murder takes place and suddenly the police are all over the facility looking for the perpetrator. A rogue piece of DNA is found and Vincent becomes increasingly paranoid that his ruse will be discovered. Meanwhile, whilst he's there, he meets and falls in love with Irene. Irene is a valid who suspects that there's something more to Vincent than meets the eye. Now, if you haven't seen the film, I would recommend watching it before you listen to this episode, because first and foremost, I think Gattaca is a pretty great film, and over the course of this episode, hopefully if you do enjoy it, you might take something from what I'm about to say. It's funny how the experiences of life can make you see it in a completely different fashion. As you will be aware, I said on a previous episode that recently my mother had died, and this had left me as the carer, well, partly being part of a caring team for my father, who has Parkinson's disease and dementia. And you see how cruel nature can be on those so undeserving. And this has really happened at a time when there's been so many things going on through friends and through acquaintances of friends, that you realise that nature, in all its wonder, can also be incredibly harsh. My old handyman, a guy called Nick, a year and a half ago, his wife died, and he himself had been struggling with cancer, and I hadn't seen him for a number of months, and I bumped into him recently, and he'd had to have major surgery that resulted in essentially him being rendered impotent for life. And then a friend of mine from work, husband, was out running, and at the age of 46 suffered a horrific heart attack, which will mean that he is going to be essentially on medication and will not be able to do any strenuous activity for life. And all this coincided with a viewing of Gattaca, and at the end of the film I asked myself a question, which was, what if we could stop all the situations that I described in the introduction of this episode? Now, Gattaca came along and went with largely mediocre reviews and, to an extent, box office apathy. Yet it has been a staple of my film-watching life since its release in 1997. It was one of the first DVDs I ever bought, then on Blu-ray and now on UHD, and its reputation has only grown. I often recommend it to people, and I'm pleased to report that more often than not, I play a small part in adding to the film's fan base. And I think it's a testament to Gattaca's intelligence that it continues to find new audiences, and in my case, provide a great deal of debate as to what I actually think about the film. It was made when there was a real panic over genetic engineering. We had the cloning of Dolly the sheep, and you kept hearing a phrase called designer babies, and it kind of seemed to come and go really in the zeitgeist. Let us for a moment imagine you are a parent and you are given the option of stopping any one of the outcomes that I described. What would be your reason for not proceeding? Can you actually think of one? And when you think about it, if your child was born with some kind of disease, Would you not try and kind of correct it through medication and surgeries? So why would you leave it to chance in the first place? And also consider this, the cost, the trauma, the waste. Surely what happens in Gattaca is simply the logical conclusion of trying to end human suffering. Clearly, this would create a generational issue in which the population would still need to attend to the medical needs of those who had not been genetically altered. And it is worth pointing out, Gattaca does not show a world in which non-altered people are cast off. I don't believe it is totalitarian in that respect. And we all know the dark nature of eugenics and where that has led to. Yet I don't think there is a racial element in Gattaca. Indeed, the society in which it depicts seems to be completely multicultural. And I don't think that is some kind of box ticking by the filmmakers. I think it's a very deliberate attempt to move us away from having those kind of debates. And we don't see, and we certainly don't see any kind of Dear Leader style iconography or fascistic imagery. It has a style for sure, a retro chic that echoes the 1930s, Art Deco sensibilities that may well hint at a direction of political travel, or it simply suggests at the uniformity of this world, a staleness that has been introduced by its quest for a perfection that is in lieu of individual expression. And possibly herein lies one of the film's most understated concepts. As everyone is perfect, where are the artists, the rule breakers, the mavericks going to come from? Think of an artist you admire. Most likely, it is more than likely, I would wager, that they are likely to have at least one substance abuse issue in there somewhere, unless of course you're someone like Ed Sheeran. Perhaps, therefore, we recognise Gattaca as being dystopian, as we are happy in our society to retain imperfection as a positive. Jean Le Carré was an immensely gifted writer. He was also a serial cheater and womaniser on his wife, and used his experiences to infuse his writings. If somehow his impulsive behaviour in him could be corrected, so to speak, we would not have got masterpieces like The Little Drummer Girl or Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. How long, therefore, would we find a society becoming increasingly detached from its own humanity? Would it relate to the works of Van Gogh as a sign of the weakness of previous generations, seeing the abstractions of his work as being signs of mental deficiency which were now cured? Yeah, I do think the film offers hope in this regard. I believe at its core is an advocate of the human spirit. In one scene, we see what appears to be some kind of medical facility in which people could DNA sequence prospective partners. Irene runs a search on Vincent, mistakenly, of course, receiving Jerome's sequence back. The person running the test is impressed by the match, yet Irene seems somewhat unconvinced. Is it doubt? Is he too good for her? Or is it she doesn't really care at all, that much anyway? She really likes him, Vincent, unknowingly, of course. And spoiler alert, even when she's made aware of the truth, both her and Vincent simply agree to carry on regardless. And Vincent and Irene is not the film's only outright defiance against this new order. Vincent is rumbled by a random urine test before the flight takes off, only to be given reprieve by the doctors of Gattaca. He knew all along it was a ruse and lets Vincent on anyway. His son, like Vincent, had a defect, yet he was a fan of Vincent and took hope that he could one day emulate him. It's a scene that also suggests that there isn't a kind of blatant acceptance of the society of Gattaca, and it perhaps even hints that a course correction could take place. For the record, I think it's perfectly fine not to allow someone with a serious heart condition not to go into space. Vincent is clearly talented, but to nitpick too much would be a tad petty, and I suppose a good example of applying too much logic to the world of film. Gattaca serves, as good science fiction often does, as a warning. It also asks us questions that may make us consider quite uncomfortable truths. For example, society functions because of variations in intellect and ability. The cleaner at a law firm will most likely not possess the mental ability to become one of the litigation lawyers who work there. If society reached a point where everyone was genetically perfect, would it become one in which no one would do tasks deemed beneath them? We are all to a point held back by limitations. We may wanted to have become professional footballers, but simply didn't have the ability. Likewise, there are professional footballers who dream of being as good as Lionel Messi. It's a fact of life. Most of us will never get to be what we want through a mixture of genetics, environment, and a whole multitude of external factors beyond our control. If by magic wand we could level the playing field with some simple genetic manipulation, where would we be? Gattaca shows us to a point that we may well arrive at a sterile place, one where compatibility is assessed on a molecular level. And I believe there are home truths within Gattaca about our own present culture. If it is dystopian, it's because it presents a world of conformity, neatness and sterility, whereby creating perfect humans, society has forgotten variety is indeed the spice of life. It's banal, and I can't help but see familiarities. Manchester has a series of huge new developments, all of which look exactly the same. They will be bought by people who will never set foot in the city and be rented to people who will most likely never know the names of their neighbours. Our politicians may be in different parties, but they say and do exactly the same. Culture consists of safe, non-offensive music and films. And of course, now we have to correct the past by editing out and tearing down whatever doesn't conform to today's standards. It's also depressingly dull, and Gattaca, I believe, captures a world the pursuit of perfection and has lost any form of meaning, and I can't help but see the parallels with the world I see increasingly around me. There is another reason to watch Gattaca too that I must discuss. Made in 1997, this film still looks incredible for the simple fact it makes use of real location. It doesn't need CGI, just good set design, and its screenplay constructs its world so intelligently you instantly understand where the inherent drama in the film is. This is a world in which an eyelash and a Hoover could be your undoing. It's a less is more writing and directing, and the film is a perfect example of not pandering to excess. There's no huge establishing shots of buildings. It's edited so that shots actually have time to be digested and breathe. In short, it's simply good, engaging filmmaking that I'm sure will continue to find new audiences. I would recommend as well picking up the UHD edition of Gattaca. It really does, I think, do the colours of the film the ultimate compliment. And it's never really a film that relies too much on kind of effects and huge surround sound and big bass, but I did find the Dolby Atmos soundtrack on the UHD was really engaging. So that was it, my look at Gattaca. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back very shortly. There might be a bonus episode coming up because I'm going to have to go down to Kent and look after my father for a few days, so I might not get time to record as much as I wanted this week. But if you want to get in contact, you can email me at 24framescast@gmail.com. I am on X. It's Thomas24C. I'm increasingly thinking about binning it, not for any other reason other than it just seems to be filled with even more lunatics than ever. So that's going to be it. I'll be in contact soon. Many thanks for listening. Bye.